vindicated. This is a very, 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 very good day for me. A very good day. Sitting here with Michael Goudeau. We're on the Free FM CBS radio. And we're going to, of course, we're going to get to the Mark Foley thing, because I've got a nut point of view on the Mark Foley thing that'll make you happy. But if you've got a point of view on the Mark Foley representative with his hot little sexy thumbs typing to 16-year-old boys about what they do with towels, then give a call in, 866-570-PEN-7366. That's 866-570-PEN. And if you don't have letters on your phone, that's 7366. PenRadio@gmail.com. That's PenRadio.com. And Pen has two N's. How are you today, Mike?
I'm great. You know, we have 100 emails giving you permission to gloat.
Do they?
We do, yes. Our fans have written in to say, go for it, dude.
Okay. What am I doing now?
You're gloating.
I'm gloating like a...
He's gloating.
I'm so happy. I mean, this really, you don't usually have. When you sit, and I believe, I don't want to give the wrong name, but I think it was Mrs. Powers. How old was I in 1969, Michael Goudeau? 14?
15.
14? 14.
All right.
Okay, I think school, you know, 15, probably. Yeah, 15. And I would have been coming back after summer vacation. And I raised my hand. I've told this before on the air, which is why there'll be permission to gloat. I raised my hand and said I was very troubled by what Neil Armstrong said on the moon. I was 15 years old and deeply, deeply troubled because I didn't have a congressman calling me up to talk dirty. So I had to think about things in the news. And I was very excited by the moon landing. And I was troubled because I was a big fan of rock and roll. And like at Woodstock type things, you know, rock shows, they kind of booed man landing on the moon because it was considered to be a waste of money when you could be feeding the poor. And I was really torn because I loved, you know, hippie music. And at the same time, I loved landing on the moon. And I watched as Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon and said, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. And I went into school and I raised my hand thinking that this is the place you'd ask a goddamn question like this. And I would say, I think it was Mrs. Powers. I said, Mrs. Powers, which is a great name for a great school teacher. And she ended up being a friend of my mom's.
Her first name was Super Powers.
She'd play bridge with my mom. She was a wonderful woman. That doesn't stop my hate from being white hot, even though she's a wonderful woman. And I said to her, did Neil Armstrong make a mistake? Did he make a mistake on the moon when he said one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind? Doesn't that mean nothing? I mean, doesn't man, if it's just man, mean mankind? I mean, shouldn't there be, and I didn't say it this way, but an indefinite article in front of there? Shouldn't he have said a man, one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind? And I was punished. I was told, listen, the astronaut did not make a mistake that you can figure out. You little, you know, whatever they said, you know, you little piss ant or something. And I was heartbroken because I just said, geez, it didn't seem to make sense to me. And then for all these years, from 1969 on, I would just kind of go, oh, man, it doesn't seem right to me. And I was so excited about the moon thing. Every time someone would say, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, I'd go, gee, it should be A. It should be A. So now, in Australia, and, you know, and Neil Armstrong has said...
He said, I think I said A.
He said he thinks he said A, and then he said he screwed up. He said both different things. But he said he thought he said it.
He probably heard the tape later and went, oh.
Yeah, it was lost in the transmission. But now some hero, and I don't know why this guy isn't getting, like, the Nobel Prize, but he went through the tapes. The tape, I suppose. There's one of them. And did some digital CSI mumbo-jumbo that doesn't mean anything. This is what I should have done. I should have done some CSI mumbo-jumbo. Didn't mean anything and say that here. And there is one small step. Oh, man. One. That's my exact. We could play the tape, of course. But that would involve queuing it up. So I'm not going to. One small step. Oh, man. One giant leap. You know. But Neil Armstrong did say the right thing, and it was reported wrong. If we lived in the kind of perfect world that I would like to live in, the news people would have said, you know, that doesn't make any sense. He must have meant to say A. So let's put the quote out as one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.
Let's give it to him.
Hey, can you imagine the writer? Can you imagine the writer sitting at home saying, honey, watch,
here
watch.
Comes.
Listen, he's going to say it. He's going to. What? You idiot! You idiot! You idiot!
Actors.
God damn it.
Improvising.
This is not my work. This is an abortion. You know, stormed out of, well, Earth. Angrily. So now I'm vindicated. Mrs. Powers, you're very nice to my mom. You played bridge with her. You brought her a great deal of joy. Your kindness and notes you sent to me about my career were wonderful, but I will never, ever forgive you in any sort of real way.
Let it go.
I can't let it go.
You have to let it go.
What did the 100 emails say? They said gloat.
Gloat.
Right? Gloat. I want some calls to come in on Mark Foley, because my point of view, I believe I have the nut point of view in spades here. See, I'm continuing the bridge thing. Like that? Have the nut, a little bridge talk. The nut point of view in spades. What is the big deal about talking dirty to a 16-year-old on your phone? What is the big deal of punching into your phone, are you tired and sore? You know, how is my favorite young stud doing? What's wrong with that? You need a massage? I don't know.
Maybe the laws that he enacted to protect.
Okay, this
kids
is the problem I have.
People, not to protect kids, possibly, but to stop people from doing exactly what he was doing. Didn't he work on those laws? Wasn't he
hoisted by his own petard?
He was hoisted by his own petard.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to do a little bit of the reading of this?
We could do that.
We'll do
that. Do you have the first page?
Let's. I have the first page. You want to start on the first page?
Yeah, our off-Broadway debut.
I'm going to be Representative Mark Foley, and you'll be... We don't know what the name of the page is.
No, it's XXXX.
Nameless page.
Nameless. But he is from Louisiana.
You'll be way hot then.
See, you don't have the same first page.
No, I don't. I was going
like
to start
six
right with
pages
hot.
In, man.
I am. I was trying to find.
I don't even know where that is.
One is going to go with. Can you find something? But you could find something softer than a towel, I guess.
I could probably find that. Hold on, give me a minute. You chat. I'll dig through these papers.
Okay. I'm going to start with a towel page.
Start with a towel page.
Yeah, there's a towel page.
Oh yeah, here we go. This is.
You have the first
one on your on. The no face down, is that where you want to start?
I want to start with, but you can find something softer than a towel, I guess.
Wait, you know this? I don't have that one.
Because a towel isn't very soft, that whole thing. I'm very interested in the roughness of the towel. I want to say, I bet that would hurt.
That's what you want to say.
I want to say
you
want
to get to that part of the show.
I want to get to that part of the show. Why don't you look through and try to find this?
Here we go. I think I got it.
Okay. It's your, you have the first line.
I have the first line?
Yeah. You can find something soft.
I don't use lotion.
It takes
too much time to clean up.
Well, I don't have
that. You don't
want
to start that? You don't have that part?
That's your part? That's your part? With a towel, you can just wipe off.
Right.
And go.
And that's my line, yeah. And go.
Okay.
Right.
You take it from there, then.
Okay. With a towel, you can just wipe off and go. I'll do Louisiana accent.
Okay. LOL. Where do you throw the towel?
But you can't work it too hard or it's not good. In the laundry.
Just kind of slow rubbing?
Yeah.
And you rub yourself raw?
That's my line.
You can't.
Or you'll rub yourself raw.
Oh, yeah. Then I say, well, I have a totally, I'm happy.
You're paraphrasing.
Yeah, paraphrasing.
Because the towel isn't very soft.
I bet that would hurt, LOL.
But you can find something softer than a towel, I guess.
But you must feel great, on the towel.
Yeah.
Wow. Is your little guy, I can't say any of this. We can't do a dramatic reading of this.
We can't do a dramatic reading.
No, we can't do a dramatic reading on CBS. On free FM, we can't do a dramatic reading. But my point is, when they put in, it was Kitty, what's her name? Kitty,
Carlisle.
No, not Kitty Carlisle. McKinnon. Catherine McKinnon, who is the real feminist, and Andrea Dworkin. They pushed really hard. They're in Minnesota. They pushed really hard for these Canadian laws against pornography. And then the first book that was busted under those laws was Andrea Dworkin's book. I celebrated a little bit. Now, this thing with Mark Foley, I do not believe, and I've said this before in the air, that hypocrisy is that much of a crime. Hypocrisy does not bother me. If you say one thing and do another, the chances are either what you're saying or what you're doing is okay with me. Now, one of the things that I don't know why the Democrats aren't jumping all over is that Mark Foley did exactly what Clinton should have done. You know? he was, of course, first step is don't do it. Don't monkey around with pages and interns.
Well, you know, there's a great quote here, and I will read this to you and see if you can guess who actually said this. Mm-hmm. It's vile, it's more sad than anything else, to see someone with such potential throw it all down the drain because of sexual addiction. Now, who said that? Do you have any idea?
No.
That was Mark Foley talking about Bill Clinton.
Of course, the difference is, let's just say, the difference is that Bill Clinton, first of all, denied it instantly when he was busted. He lied under oath, and then he did not resign. And then he had actually had sex with someone on his watch, someone, an intern, right?
Yeah, but not underage.
Not underage. Well, 16 underage?
She wasn't 16.
No, isn't the kid. The kid, 16 is underage, I guess.
I would think, yes.
But he didn't touch him, right?
No.
He's just writing phone messages back and forth. Are you telling me that this kid hadn't had any sort of dirty phone messages from anybody before? 866-570-PEN 7366. 866-570-7366. Call Amber. Talk about the Mark Foley thing. Or you can write a Gmail. PenRadio@gmail.com. PenRadio.com.
Well, you know, the other part of the story is that it seems that the other Republicans had known about this and were hiding it.
That's just straight Catholic behavior. We no longer get upset at that. We move them. I mean, I'm surprised. If it were really run like the Catholic Church, he would now be representative of Kentucky. They would just move him to a different archdiocese. Is that the right word?
Yes. Very nicely done.
See, I know my Catholic
a new
stuff.
Parish.
You know, I was right about the Neil Armstrong quote.
You were.
I was right. 866-570-PEN 7366. You know, it's amazing to me how now Mark Foley has entered rehab. Like there's a typing dirty rehab.
He claims he's an alcoholic.
Yeah, he's an alcoholic.
That's a good cover.
All of a sudden, I'm an alcoholic. And, you know, I think it's really creepy and really unpleasant. But when you're a kid, when you're the ages like 14 to 20, you go into an age when people say creepy stuff to you. That's what part of the rite of passage is. I'm this age, I'm going to have creepy stuff said to me. Now, I did not have much creepy stuff said to me.
I did not either.
I was not an attractive high school student. Not attractive at all. No one cared at all what I was doing with a towel. No one had any interest whatsoever in where I threw towels, you know, in the laundry or where. They had no interest because I wasn't attractive. I wasn't that attractive a kid, you know.
I was oblivious. People might have been creepy, but I didn't know.
Well, that's also true. You know, I am always oblivious. I'm always oblivious. You know, I have license plate on my car says atheist. And when friends borrow my car, they always come back and say, you know, this guy with a fish on his car was flipping me off, and someone rolled down the window and yelled at me, and I said, oh, that never happens to me. And then my wife points out, yes, it does happen to you. You just don't see it. When I'm driving my car, I have the radio on very loud, very loud, and I'm paying attention to the road, and my mind is full of sick, twisted thoughts. But my knowledge of what's going on around me, like in cars that aren't going to hit me, or in where's, you know, roads are, or getting to work. You know, I've gotten lost. I ride the same way to work every day, and I've gotten lost a few times. So I have to focus very much. So I might have been oblivious. It's possible that, you know, I hitchhiked.
You're a giant. You're allowed to be oblivious. As a giant, that's one of the things.
Were you an attractive kid?
I don't know.
You do know.
I did, yes, I think so.
You were an attractive kid?
I was a skinny, healthy boy, yes.
Skinny, healthy boy?
Yes.
And you didn't have anybody
looked
hit
like
on
Davy Jones.
Did you look like Davy?
Yeah. A lot of people said I look like Davy Jones.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
I guess.
Isn't that a good thing?
I guess.
Yeah. You don't remember anybody hitting on you?
I don't remember.
I don't have
not any. Appropriately.
I didn't have anyone hit on me at all. Never. I mean, I hitchhiked across the country, which is a dangerous thing for a young boy to do. I hitchhiked 15,000 miles, back and forth, up and down, which is actually part of the transcript. back and forth, up and down. And I would get into cars with strangers all the time, you know, strange men at 3 a.m, and not one of them, you know, put his hand inappropriately or did anything. And I was bummed by that, you know. I wanted to at least say, you know, guys are always hitting on me all the time, but it didn't ever happen. It happened. Let's talk to Mike. What do you got to say, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, Ben?
Never met a boss. How you doing?
Pretty good. I was just wondering if you thought it would be as big of a deal with the media if he was talking to a girl, if he made the same comments to a girl.
I think it would have been. I think it would have been. I think that, what is that great quote, though, from that guy in Texas who was way ahead? Was that in the 80s? Who said, I'm going to win unless I'm found in bed with a live boy or a dead girl. Wasn't that the quote?
Yeah.
It's just a great quote. I think that if it had been, I mean, I don't even know what the age of consent is in Florida. Someone should type that in, Goudeau. What is the age of consent in Florida? Because if the age of consent in Florida is 16, we still have the problem that he was their boss. And if you buy into that idea that sexual harassment comes from the fact when a boss talks to an employee, that that's the problem. What do you think about that, Mike?
I don't know. I think this guy, you know, I don't really... I would really like to see, I mean, you know.
You mean hang. You mean hang.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Hanged. Yeah.
No, I don't agree with it at all. I think he should be persecuted and, you know, mm-hmm. I don't think Clinton should have been, gotten off the hook, as easily mm-hmm. as he did. Because, you know, I think that we elect these people, and they're supposed to represent the United States and the government, and they're supposed to be like the best of the best. And now we find out that they're, you know, doing all this sexual stuff behind the scenes. I mean, you know, who are we if these are the best people that we choose to you know, to tell us what to do, and they're off and they're no better than anybody else?
What are you wearing, Mike?
That's,
You're wearing tight jeans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell that I'm well hung.
Okay, good.
What state are you in and how old are you? I have the list.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly, Mike. You know, the whole thing is, did he have power? Now, if this kid were not a page, you'd still feel just as bad about it. What if the kid were 18 and not a page? Are you totally okay then?
Well, I mean, at that point, he's an adult,
uh-huh.
but, I mean, and, you know, then they, I guess they would have a gay relationship, and that, you can't really, you know, say, I can't really comment on that, but...
But you'd kind of want to, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would, yeah. But, you know, it's not really politically correct.
Yeah, I see,
It is illegal in Florida.
Okay, well...
Any homosexual relationship
thanks a lot, Mike, thanks a lot, Mike. What's that?
Any homosexual relationship is illegal in Florida.
What?
The age of consent is 18, but any homosexual relationship in Florida is illegal by Florida state law.
No, it can't be.
Oh, it says so right
what,
here.
What are you time traveling on your computer? You can't be time traveling on your... It's not illegal to have a homosexual relationship in Florida.
According to this,
I've seen them. Have you been to Miami Beach?
Well,
I mean,
it's illegal.
You're saying crazy
things. I'm reporting what it says so on this on the website.
Well, you found a bad website. Find a website that is not crazy. Don't go to crazymichaelgoudeau.com. Go to a website that really means something. 866-570-PEN 7366. We're talking about Mark Foley. Please call me up and tell me what you are wearing. I hope it's tight jeans. I hope you have a towel. We'll be back right after this. Kind of heartbroken.
Heartbroken.
Did you say someone wrote it and said that our dramatic reading was the least hot thing they'd ever heard in their life?
Yes. I told them we'd skip Act Two.
Well, is there a page we can? I'd like to be a little hot.
I've thrown mine in the trash.
Yeah, I guess you have. Well, let's never mind.
Why don't we just go back?
Not tonight. Don't get excited. That's true. There's size of equipment and so on. From waltzing. I'm sore from waltzing. You need a massage. Yeah, I don't know. I think that if you and I read this, even if we didn't have the restrictions of language and ideas that are put upon us, mm-hmm. I think that you and I talking dirty to one another, I think that the subset of people who would find that hot is a very small, very small set. But it would be fun to do.
You know, in continuing with the All Gloat Monday, you are correct. The Florida laws against homosexual behavior have been... declared invalid.
Yeah, of course they have. You have to be able to. Miami's down there. that's what I learned. You know, I've been to Miami. Peter writes in. This is a good letter. He's an alcoholic, like Melvin Gibstein is an alcoholic. I used to drink a lot and was somehow able to keep from spouting anti-Semitic remarks as well as leching after 16-year-old boys. Go figure. That's what Peter has to say. I like that. And here's dear Nut Pen and Sane Michael, there's one thing that disturbs me about the Mark Foley incident. I'm all for freedom of the press, but I'm not sure if the media should have published the text of the messages. They didn't reveal the identity of the page, but how many 16-year-old male pages did Mark Foley have? I'm sure that all the page's friends have figured out who wrote these messages, and the page is probably suicidal due to massive embarrassment. Best regards, JD. Like London Bridge, I'm going down. And how come every time you go around, like London Bridge, it's going down? The top 20 songs, all of them. The Fergie song, You and That. I want to get You and That Booty. Want to get close to You and That Booty. These are for 8 to 12-year-old kids, the top 20 songs in this country. They're all completely and totally sexual. There's not a kid who would be really embarrassed by talking about where he throws in the towel, so to speak. Hello. Why isn't he surprised that kids get hit? I'm reading a letter now. This is from Helene.
But you've just gone insane.
Yeah, well, but I was quoting, you know, Fergie has this London Bridge. How come every time you come around, like London Bridge, I'm going down? You know what I mean? That is a top 20 song right now. Why is it any surprise that kids get hit on? In high school, I was hit on more by adult men when I was 16 than I am now when I'm 21. This is a very sexy letter. It seems like they seem to like me when I was younger and more impressionable. It seems like they like to look at the girls in the passenger side of the car than in the driver's seat. It was mostly catcalls and people coming up to me with propositions. My age was never a deterrent. This is Helene. I'd hit on you now, Helene. Really. Absolutely. Let's take a few phone calls. You know, that is a thing. You know, a lot of guys have this young girl thing, and I guess some gay guys have this young boy thing too. I've always liked adults so much more. When I was in high school,
scale goes a long way.
If you're going to have somebody fix your television, you don't want someone that's never touched a television before. You know, that's the way I feel about sex. You know, I don't want virgins. I don't want people that don't know it. I want someone who's been around the block and stopped off a few times talking to cars. What's his name? Shane. How you doing, Shane?
Hey, how's it going, Ben?
Never better, boss. How you doing, man?
Oh, doing all right. I was just thinking earlier on, of course, I've got billions of things to say since I've been listening, but one way or another, this guy was a major opponent of child pornography. I mean, if you look back at what he's done all of these things against homosexuality and pornography, child pornography specifically, and here's the guy who's in a way doing all of these things that he's against. I heard what you said earlier about hypocrisy, but to me, this just peels back the veneer of our government here. A bunch of people spouting all of these things that they don't really mean. And in a lot of cases, the ones that yell the loudest are the ones that are the most guilty of committing the supposed sins that they're shouting against.
I was on Bill Maher's show, Politically Incorrect, with some big drug czar advisor guy whose name I don't remember. This was back in the Clinton administration. And we were talking. He did not know this dirty little secret about me that I've never done any drugs in my life, never even had a sip of alcohol. And he started this whole speech that was just insane when he said to me, I was, of course, saying that we should have freedom for drugs and alcohol. And he just said, well, Penn, you know the temptation of having cocaine right around you. You know how that's impossible to resist if there's coke. And he goes into this whole thing, and I went, well, for you.
Yeah, really?
I guess, you know, we are killing people in Colombia because you can't resist a line of coke at a party. That's the case here. I think he's just thinking all these people that think they need help to do the right thing. It's the same thing with religion, you know. But if there were no God, wouldn't you just go out and rape people and kill them? No. And by the way, could I leave the room now? You know, there's this whole, most people, if you take away all laws and all God, they keep doing really good things. Mm-hmm. I have never had the slightest desire to flirt with a 16-year-old boy. You have to be insane because 16-year-old boys are so uninteresting. You know, mm-hmm. You're just not going to have, I mean, after the show, we have kids come up to us and say they're into magic and they talk with me a little bit. And really, I love the fact they're into magic. I love the fact they come to our show. I want to be a nice guy. But as far as having any interest in talking to them more than I have to, I always look to the parents and talk to them. And it's not because I'm afraid that, I could be busted for pederasty. It's because there's no interest. So I think when you're talking about these guys who have all these rules in, I think you have a really good point. I mean, here's a guy who's going, you know, if we don't have laws in there, people like me are just going to be doing everything they get all the time.
Mm-hmm. That brings me to my second
point. I'd like to hear your second point.
Basically, as far as a government worker is concerned, I could give a good... Well,
rat's ass.
Yeah.
Rat's ass. Go
what
rat's
he's
ass.
Doing behind closed doors. I don't care who he's sending messages to. I don't care who he's going to bed with. I don't care who he's doing anything with. As long as he's doing his job, as long as it doesn't interfere with his job, I don't care what these people do in their personal lives.
Yeah, okay. So do you think Mark Foley should stay in office?
I don't care if he does or not. I mean, as long as he does his job, I don't care.
Sure. Okay. Thanks so much, Shane. Thank you.
I think it's going to be hard for him to continue as chairman of the Missing and Exploited Children's Caucus. It's going to be tough. Well, he introduced legislation in July to protect children from exploitation by adults. Here's his quote. We track library books better than we do sexual predators. And the second part of that quote is probably, isn't that wonderful? And now he's been caught.
Yeah, I guess so. But I do like the fact that he resigned. How cool would it have been if the second the Monica Lewinsky stuff had come out and Clinton, you know, there's a power differential there. Clinton was president. She was a, what was she called? An aide? Is that what they're called?
White House aide? Intern.
Intern. That's the word I wanted. She's an intern. He's the president of the United Goddamn States of America, right? And he could have just resigned and just done what Mark Foley did. So I think Mark Foley is the kind of scum we want. He's the kind of scum we want the second it comes out. And as far as the Archdiocese covering up what he's doing, I don't know what I want. I was going to take Stephanie next, but she's gone. So let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
Never better, boss. Never better. What's up?
I'm just wondering, what else does everyone think is going on behind the scenes that the second this thing broke, Foley resigns from office and enters alcohol rehab? To me, that's more suspicious than sending that text message to a 16-year-old kid.
I mean, you think there's a lot worse stuff they're going to find out?
I think that, I mean, to me, that's way more suspicious than the message. And then, but also, unlike the last caller, I do give a rat's ass about what our leaders are doing behind closed doors. You know, it has one thing to do with widely shared social values and mores, but if this guy is going behind everyone's this, I don't care. Get him out of office.
Uh-huh.
Whatever he's doing, yeah, you know, it's not just his job that matters. It's the example he sets the American people.
Yeah, character is an issue. I think my only point was we haven't got any evidence yet, and you're saying that that you think it will come, but he hasn't got any evidence yet that he touched anybody under 18 years old, and it certainly seems like the kid is willing, but of course that doesn't matter because he's his boss, and you always enter that thing in when he's his boss, and maybe the nut point of view goes away, But yeah, I think the character does matter. I think that maybe Shane, wasn't it? I think maybe Shane overstated the case a little bit on that. But that's what this show is for. This is the Penn Jillette Show, where you overstate cases and say nut things. And thank you so much, Jim, for being part of it.
Here's an email. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Here's from Darren. He says, the two of us ought to do Summerstock, Tennessee, Williams, and Branson. So there we go. I think we found an agent.
Yeah. Summer Stock Tennessee Williams. We would be great. We would be great doing Tennessee Williams. A Streetcar Named Desire starring Michael Goudreau and Penn Jillette. I put in alphabetical order there.
All right.
Is that okay? Okay, we'll be back after this. 866-570-PEN. 7366. Call in about Mark Foley. Bum rap? Bum rap? That's a question. On the Free FM. We got a ton of calls right now, but the phone number is 866-570-PEN, 7366. PENradio@gmail.com, PENradio.com. What do you think, Goudreau? Are we going to do a Monkey Tuesday tomorrow?
We have a lot of new monkey news.
Yeah, we do. A lot of monkey news.
We do.
So there'll probably, ladies and gentlemen, be a Monkey Tuesday tomorrow. I had a very sweet woman come up to me after the show a couple nights ago and said that she waited every Tuesday for the monkey.
So you weren't asking me at all.
No, so I was asking your opinion. We got a great, great, great Gmail. this is from a guy named Nick who writes to us pretty often. If laws that Foley wrote prevented at least two children from being exploited, then we're still ahead by one.
Man, I wish we had gifts. We should send all the gifts we have to Nick.
We need to send him stuff. That was just great. Let's talk to Tara. What's up, Tara?
Hi, Pam. This is Tara. I'm a big fan, new listener.
Thanks.
But my question is what's happening to these children that are getting caught talking to these sexual predators over the internet? Are they getting in trouble?
Wow, what you're saying is kids shouldn't talk to sexual predators over the internet or on their phone, right? I mean, you raise your kids to say, if an adult's writing you dirty messages, don't answer. Or I guess you say, come directly to me. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is when these kids get caught, they need to be prosecuted by the law as well.
Well, you think that just sending... for a kid to send out dirty messages is also an unlawful act?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you?
23.
23? And when you were 15 or 16, did you engage in any sort of sexual banter whatsoever?
No.
Never at all?
Never at all.
And that would have been wrong, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's that point of view. I would put it, but this is my answer to many things, I would put that on the parents and not on the on the government. I think if I had a kid who was 16 that was being flirtatious with another kid who seemed safe, I think I would be all for that, even if there was some sexual content. I don't think that, you certainly think that adults should be able to talk one-on-one to one another in a sexual manner, right?
Yeah, I do.
Sure. Okay. I just want to make sure that we hadn't, you hadn't taken the nut point of view away from me. thank you so much, Tara. Thanks a lot. Let's talk to Aaron. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today? This is a great show.
Never better, boss. Thanks so much, man.
I didn't know you all might be interested in this, but did you all hear the quote that Foley made as soon as he was caught?
No, I didn't hear all of them, no.
Actually, I think this will make you prepare to gloat some more, my friend.
Okay.
Because he came out and said, one small touch for a man, one giant touch for man.
He got the A in there. Thanks so much, Aaron.
No, and also I was thinking, too, that if you think about it, because he was, like Goudreau said, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, well, he 50% made it. Because I think this kid's still there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not missing.
I love the fact
he is. I mean, he's exploited, but what the heck?
Yeah, exactly. So he's doing part of his job. Thanks so much.
Yeah, good job. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks,
keeping tabs on the kid.
He knows just where he was and where his towel was. Let's talk to Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hi, how you doing today?
Never been a boss. What's up?
I'm going to continue on with what one of the earlier callers said about how Foley just kind of folded as soon as this came out.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought on that, again, was just like the other guy said, what's going on behind the scenes? And I'm calling in from New Jersey, and my first thought was, this guy's doing a McGreevy.
Uh-huh.
He's pulling a smoke screen I'm wondering what else is going on behind the scenes. And, yeah, this is an embarrassing way to get out without drawing too much attention to what else is going on.
So you think there's something far, far worse than the exploitation of children, and he wants to take the pederasty rap and get out before the bad stuff hits. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's the first thing that came to my mind when I heard it.
And what would be the bad stuff? Can you get a guess?
It's just an assumption, because until this all broke, I had never really heard of Foley or anything he's done before.
Sure. But I want to know, really, in politics, what is worse than trying to get a 16-year-old boy to have sex with you? Stealing money, is what you're thinking, or...
Actually having sex with the 16-year-old boy.
Is he gone there?
I think no, I'm still here.
I mean, what kind of thing?
Actually going through with it?
Oh, actually going through with it. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, of course. I hadn't even considered that. My repulsion at 16-year-old boys is so overwhelming. I hadn't considered that to be a possibility. Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, I guess maybe he's doing that. I mean, he's certainly getting while the getting's good, you know, and but he's going into rehab. And now what does he do? I mean, I guess there was an article in the New York Times yesterday that he then goes into rehab, goes on Oprah, cries, writes a book, and then he's like a superstar, right?
That's
He does really well, and he goes around.
Now.
he goes around telling people how they shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, Pat? Big fan.
Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, you know, I just want a couple comments. As far as the alcohol, this is right out of Dateline, NBC to Catch a Predator. Mm-hmm. This guy's a super freak, because alcohol is not going to make. For one thing, make me back from the other side of the plate.
Sure.
For another thing, it's not going to turn me into a predator to like children. I'm a father with three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it just seems like these guys in power, I don't know if it's money, but I think it's like Kissinger. It's like, why are women attracted to Kissinger? It's a power thing. I think these men in power look for different kicks in life.
Uh-huh.
I think they've had all the, like you're in Vegas, they've had all the hookers they can handle. It's like, now I'm going to seek my attention on new prey. And they really are twisted people. And it just blows my mind that these kind of people are in power, when the real people in power are the ones at home taking care of their families and raising their kids.
You don't have a phone number for those hookers in Vegas, do you?
No, not on me, but I will be there in January.
Oh, good. What are you wearing? yeah, I think that's really the case. You know, what's so kind of odd is that you work that hard to get power, I mean real tangible government power, and then you still have these personal urges for weird power. But you know, we've got a political system now with career politicians. You know, the idea behind politics was that, you know, successful business people would take some time off of their business and serve public office and then leave again. And it was going to be a little bit of a hardship. I mean, that was the idea behind it. And now we have career politicians. We have politicians that never had a job, never did anything. And I think that those kinds of people, the people that want their whole life to be spent making legislation on the rest of us, are pretty, I mean, by definition, pretty power hungry. So I think you have a point there. And Clinton, you know, it's so weird that you would use your power over an intern. It seems like, you know, he could use the power of being president to do things that would, I think, be more fulfilling. You know, you could use that power for, you know, pick who you want. I mean, I guess he also did Sharon Stone, but, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. But, yeah, I worry that the power hungry are bad. I wish that the government had less power, so we wouldn't have to worry about that at all. But
now,
thank you. Go ahead.
I have one more point.
Shoot.
This page is a freak in his own right, because, believe me, my kids are, they're teenagers now, and if one of them, if an adult wants to talk to creepy on them on a job, they go, hey, Dad, this guy just creeped me out. I go in there, I knock his, I kill him. I kill him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a father, I'm a protective father, and if somebody just said, hey, Dad, listen to this guy just... hit on me or treat me creepy, it'd be all over with. They'd be calling the ambulances.
Yeah, well, I mean, oh, but how old are your kids?
A 16.
Yeah,
I got a 16 and a 15-year-old?
This is the question I had for the woman that called in. You don't mind them being flirtatious with kids their own age, however,
not
right?
Not at all.
Yeah, okay.
Not at all. It's part of growing up.
That seems like the sensible thing. And you wouldn't blame your kid for getting that message, right? At all?
No. I mean, it happens. It's all over the media.
Sure.
But anyway.
Well, you seem like a good dad, although don't do too much vigilante stuff. When you get a creepy message to your kid, just report him. Don't go actually killing the guy, okay? I don't want to, it's too hard for you to call in the show from prison, okay?
We'll see you in Vegas.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Well, you know, tomorrow's going to be a Monkey Tuesday, I've decided. Well, I was thinking about it. Yeah.
That was good timing. He's sitting in there drinking a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, he did a Mountain Dew way back. His feet were up. He was all set. He wasn't ready for that at all. Let's take another phone call. Do you have any closing remarks to say on this, Godot?
You know, our friend Gene Kelly writes in, the dancer, character counts, ethics are important. Most discussions nowadays seem to draw no distinction between public and social morality and private choice. He says this is wrong because, as Penn stated, the kid works for Mark Foley and is underage. Otherwise, who cares if politicians or anyone else dress up as chickens and want to have sex with their significant others dressed as kangaroos? And I think that's a fine point.
It's a fine point. Especially the chickens and kangaroos part.
Yeah, well,
I like that part.
That's a very sexy part.
Hey, Andrea, what's up?
Hi, Penn. How are you?
Never better, boss. How are you doing?
All right. I saw you on Cribs when you did the tour.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you still have that torture chair?
Well, you're actually you're mixing many things together. I did have a dungeon off my bedroom. We did, and then in a mark that might mean more to my life than anything else, the dungeon that was off my bedroom with the one way mirror and everything else and the appliances hanging from the ceiling, that is now a nursery.
Oh my God.
And I just had a meeting. I was just talking to my wife about what that was going to go back to, because we certainly did enjoy that. It was a social area in the house. We enjoyed it very much. But the chair you're talking about, there was a swing in there, and there also was a chair. I owned an electric chair. I bought an electric chair. That was from a prison, and I had it there mostly on display for that time going through the house. But I gave it to a anti-death penalty museum. It's on permanent loan there. So the chair, I don't think for your sexual purposes, the electric chair, except to like sit in it. I mean, that certainly is hot. I didn't say that. But the dungeon was also attached. So I'm still the same kind of guy I always was, Andrea. But right. Now, that particular room is a nursery. And I think there's nothing cooler in the world than that. It's not a sad thing. It's a wonderful thing. And it will come back, and it will come back hard. And Andrea, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing nothing.
That's what I like to hear, Andrea. Please, please keep in touch with us. Tomorrow is going to be a Monkey Tuesday. Phone number is 866-570-PEN 7366. Have a lot of monkey stories ready for tomorrow. So I got very, I got very distracted there by Andrea.
You really?
That was a very nice. That was a very nice call. Yeah, Jack is very, very skeptical about Andrea being naked. But, you know, I also did not ask her age before I asked her that. But she certainly sounded older than 18, didn't she? I mean, her voice
sounded... That's good cover. Yeah, good cover.
She had that kind of smoky... I'm also not a representative. I haven't put any... I can talk to whoever I want, right?
You're not making laws against it.
No, I'm not making laws against it. I didn't ask her where she put her towels. I didn't ask her any of that stuff. I was pretty above board, but I did like her. I liked her very much. Andrew was... I could tell she was very, very attractive, sitting there naked, calling radio shows.
Yeah, from the DMV. She's at work.
She's at work at the
People
DMV.
Are standing in line waiting.
Well, maybe she'll send a picture to penradio@gmail.com. of her listening to the radio. Then see how much you people ridicule me. See how much you ridicule me when we have photographic proof. This is Penn Jillette and Michael Goudot here. What are you wearing is the question of today. And tomorrow will be the triumphant return of Monkey Tuesday.